The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at ClouserDrilling.com.
Southern Oregon's place to talk.
7:57. Thank you for waking up here on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. And I'm taking your calls. We're also going to be talking stocks here in just a few minutes. You know, Matt and Bill, you know, Matt, former stockbroker, and we just sit around and shoot the breeze. What happened to those 800,000 jobs? That and more. Let me go to Dale Hodges. Dale, you have a problem with the city of Medford and a tree. What's going on with you?
Yes. I'm being picked on. I am reaching a point of loathing of the city of Medford. But I have a tree. It's been there for 50 years. And I'm stuck with it. I tried to take it down and was told I would be put under penalty of $250 a day for every day after 90 days that I didn't replace it with one of the city's choosing.
Okay, so you had a tree, so it's a fruit tree of some sort, and where is this tree? Is it on city property, or is it on the easement? Where is that, Dale?
Well, I thought it was my property, but it's on the parking strip.
Ah, okay.
And the city controls it.
Okay, and so what kind of fruit tree is it?
This is not a fruit tree. It's a fruitless mulberry.
Oh.
But it's not fruitless.
Okay, and so where is the challenge here, and what's the city? You want to take it down, what, because it's old? Is it causing trouble, or what?
Yeah, I was placed under threat of $250 a day if I take it down and don't replace it with them. This was several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And currently, I received a letter on the 2nd of this month, notice of violation that the tree needs trimming and so on, and the regulations are such and such. And what hit me is I am requesting the violation be abated within 14 days of the date of this letter. Failure to correct this violation may result in citations being issued.
All
you
right.
Know what it costs to have one of those trimmed? It's about $1,000.
Oh, easily, yeah, because it's pretty tall, I imagine, at this point, if it's an older tree. And you want to take it down. Why don't you just cut it down or have it cut down? Of course, that's not cheap either, but cut it down and then just do what the city wants. Is there a reason you don't want to do that?
Yes. I have my power line and my neighbor's power line running through the tree. I don't want it there, and I have a beautiful tree in my own front yard. I don't want this one.
All right. Have you brought your concern to the city council? Just curious.
I have dealt with them on the taking it down a number of years ago and reached a point on it, and I checked here, and I said within a diameter of three blocks of my house, I count 27 trees have been removed. What is the money being taken in from that being used for? And I was given a huge bucket of buffalo chips and no answer.
So being sold.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when it comes to code enforcement, this kind of stuff can be really sticky. I wish I could say that I was an expert on something like that, but let me toss this out to the Southern Oregon jury if there's anybody that might be able to help you and have them get in touch with me. And so Dale Hodges. So I think I can look you up there. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Good luck on this. I don't know if I can solve that right now. Yeah, I don't know. Handle on the law? You got to handle on the law. Of course, you know, handle law, but just to tell them to go pound sand and say, you got no case. You got to do the city. I don't know, but maybe there is a way around this. David is in the Bay Area. Hello, David. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks, Bill. And,
you're welcome.
You had a pretty interesting interview there. A lot of those issues, I was kind of amazing to hear that Trump never asks for forgiveness.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's pretty antichrist-like. But I heard you talking about the
okay. All right.
But
go ahead. Sure.
The electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where the electrical problems in the southern part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the old Aesop's fables? They said, "Don't put all your eggs in one basket." So one of the smartest things that every state can do, and especially the western states that are being hard hit by drought and then wildfires, is to make sure that you have local control of the electricity, you know, solar panels on your house, windmills, throughout, tidal power, geothermal if you've got it. And we had that opportunity in the beginning of the Biden administration, and the Republicans went out of their way to say, no, we're going to stick with coal, we're going to put all our eggs in one basket, and we're going to string those wires all around the state, and then we're not going to bury them underground. We're going to let the power companies be the cheapest SOBs that there can be, and not to allow any development of alternative energy.
Okay, so it was, okay, Republicans, evil guys, stopped development of alternative energy. Here's the thing is, all of your alternative energy feeds into the same grid. And you do understand that burying power lines is 10 times the cost, right?
Oh, sure.
Who do you think pays for that? Who do you think pays for burying power lines if it's 10 times the cost?
We're already paying for it down here in California.
But you're not answering my question. Who pays?
We, the people.
Thank you.
The ratepayers are paying for it.
Thank you.
You want to pay for a burnt downtown? You want to pay for a burnt down forest? You're going to already pay for one or the other. The power companies have refused to do it. They knew global warming was happening. They knew that these droughts were going on. They didn't do it. And they put all our eggs in one basket.
Okay. You do understand, though. Say, the power companies did it. You do know, though, David, I don't think you know, that a power company does nothing without the approval of the State Public Utility Commission. So obviously the State Public Utility Commission, which is not controlled by those rascally Republicans, by the way, were okay with what they were doing here. In fact, most of the time the Public Utilities Commission told them to put their money into the green power, but they weren't maintaining the grid. And so we find ourselves where we are. It's a shared responsibility. Appreciate the call. Let me go to Ron. Hello, Ron. What's up?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
So, campaign season, they say truth is the first victim of politics. I think we're in that situation right now.
Okay, now I know you're running for county commission in Josephine County.
Correct.
Right? So, yes. What are they doing now?
Well, you know, there's a liberal mouthpiece out there. He's got a little internet blog that he's happy with printing lies and libel statements about certain candidates. Of course, they're always the conservative candidates. They're not the liberal candidates. So this so-called John Oliver, who doesn't really want to use his real name, has put a hit piece out on a couple of Republican candidates for not going to a forum. And it's very interesting because we had like six forums in the primary, and one of them had three people that attended. And I think the largest forum and the best organized forum was the Chamber of Commerce forum, which was televised and is online still today. So we're catching some flack because our schedules are busy and we're not able to attend all of these forums.
All right, Ron, here's the situation. We know, if you know that a particular group has a certain ideology and the only reason they exist is to destroy you, you don't have a duty to show up. You just don't. And there is no duty to show up in order to be machine gunned politically. All right.
Correct.
These are voluntary situations. And I would say this, you know, if you had a Democrat coming into a Republican lion den or a Republican going into a Democrat lion den. Now, you know, if you want to go there and you understand this is what's going to happen, that's fine. But I find it fascinating that somehow that it's a problem to not want to show up to be machine gunned. All right. to volunteer for it. OK.
Well, My problem with this hit piece, this John Oliver character wrote, is he's actually libeled me because he's saying that we did not, the two Republican candidates didn't want to show up for this forum because we wanted pre-scripted questions and sufficient time to prepare for the answers. Totally untrue. I've never talked to this character. I don't know him. And he's making putting words in my mouth. I never talked to anybody in any forum about what questions they were going to ask. It was never brought up. So it's interesting he's put words in my mouth. I'm thinking about maybe a libel suit here because the guy has libeled me and drawn conclusions that were totally untrue.
Well, yeah, libel in a political campaign, I mean, lies are frankly the currency of political campaigns, unfortunately. That's kind of the way this goes. You would have to, as a public figure, since you're running for office here in this particular case, you would have to show malice, actual malice, I think, with the intent. And that could be a tall one. The best thing that I would like to do is try to ignore people like that. In fact, I'm sort of upset that you even brought this guy's name onto my show because it probably gave this person more publicity than he deserved. Okay?
Yeah, understood.
But I wish you the best on that. And let me just have you come on, and I'll send you a whole bunch of pre-scripted questions so that you'll feel comfortable. No,
yeah,
I'm just kidding.
I surely wouldn't know how to answer you. I do want to mention two things. The Chamber of Commerce is having a forum on October 17th at the City Council Chambers in Grants Pass. That'll be good for them. That's at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
There's also a Trump rally Saturday starting at the Republican headquarters across the street from the courthouse from 1 to 2.
All right. Very good, Ron. Ron Smith, who's a candidate for Josephine County Commissioner. 8 after 8, this is KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass. Gene, you want to give me a quick one here on Conspiracy Theory Thursday?
Hello there, Bill. This is crazy, not so crazy.
Yeah, okay.
And I was just wondering, I was looking out the window at the chemtrails, the contrails, whatever they are out there. I was wondering if those are the modern-day equivalent to the old crop circles that we used to hear about.
From crop circles to chemtrails.
Yeah, they just moved up a little higher elevation. And I just wondered if the people are talking to each other, and we don't know what they're saying.
Yeah, well, I was looking up in the sky, and I saw a line in the sky, and I was very terrified. In fact, I saw the contrail was behind a jet, and then it stopped being behind the jet for a while, and then it restarted again, and I went inside my house, and I hid. I just wanted you to know that, okay?
Well, that sounds like Morse code. They're sending Morse code.
It could be. I'm sure it was the globalists trying to kill us all. Thank you.
Hi, this is Glory from Eagle Point. My dad asked me to get a quote for my own auto insurance and suggested I call Steve at Sky Park Insurance. Steve said, in my situation, it would be best to stay on my parents' policy due to my age. Steve did quote my parents, including me in my car, and saved us big time. Great advice, excellent savings. Thanks, Mr. Steve.
Hi, this is Steve at Sky Park Insurance. Every situation is unique. Feel free to call me for a quote or if you just need a little advice. Remember, at Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
Artisan Bakery Cafe, your go-to for all things delicious. Now serving amazing summer specials. Try their turtle brownie, loaded with caramel and pecans, blueberry cream cheese coffee cake, chocolate hazelnut croissant, lavender cupcakes filled with Bavarian cream, and coconut cream beignets. So many fresh baked goodies just waiting for you. Swing by Tuesday through Friday from 7 to 3, and Saturday from 8 to 3, at 1325 Center Drive across from South Fred Meyer. That's the Artisan Bakery Cafe.
Protect your home from costly summer heat damage. Terra Firma Foundation Systems can help. As the summer heat dries out the soil around your home, it contracts or pulls away from or pushes against your home's foundation. This can put your home's foundation at risk of shifting, sinking, or cracking. These issues worsen over time, leading to expensive repairs, but they don't have to. Don't delay. Terra Firma offers solutions to keep your home's foundation safe and stable. Visit GoTerraFirma.com. Easy online scheduling. CCB 173-547.
When was the last time you had your well water tested? The EPA recommends that all private wells be tested at least once a year. If you can't remember when you had your water quality tested, it's time. Water quality can change radically from year to year, and you don't want to mess around. Grants Pass Water Lab offers next day results for bacteria tests and a speedy 3 to 5 days for the full reporting that meets all state requirements. Online at gpwaterlab.com. Independent and serving the Rogue Valley for over 40 years.
Saving big, I can dig on just the things I need.
Oregon E-Deals has saved the Rogue Valley truckloads of money over the years on things you buy and use often. All Beauty Mark salon certificates are half off. Also, save big on Diner 62, Malello's Coffee, and Freddy's Diner. This and much more available exclusively at OregonEDeals.com.
I'm hooked on OregonEDeals.com. I'm saving big.
106.3 KMED and 99.3 KBXG weather, sponsored by Advanced Air and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions and award-winning service. Visit myadvancedair.com.
For the Rogue Valley, increasing clouds today with showers moving in from the coast. Watch for afternoon thunderstorms. Daytime highs in the inland valleys near the mid-70s. Tonight, rain likely with more thunderstorms possible, lows near 52. And tomorrow, the clouds and rain continue. This is Kevin Lawless for NBC News 5, your place.
12 minutes after 8, it is open phones on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Let me go to Bob Hayworth. Hey, Bob, how are you this morning? Hey. Welcome.
I'm doing great. A couple of stories on your copyright issue.
Yes. I was talking with Kristen Stewart about that from Trestle Law Firm. Sure.
Yeah, interesting. So when I was with the Kingston Trio, we discovered that Michael Jackson had purchased the publishing catalog that included Happy Birthday to You, Happy Birthday to You. So Bob Shane said, we're never going to sing that song. If anybody wants a Happy Birthday song, they're going to get Happy Birthday, Misery, Sickness, and Despair, People Dying Everywhere, but Happy Birthday.
You had to change it, otherwise you'd have to pay, right, if you're on stage.
That's right. But the thing about it is, venues that feature music of any sort have to pay a licensing fee annually to BMI and ASCAP, the two publishing overseers. And when I was going to school up at Eugene, I played at Pietro's Pizza Parlor, and it turned out they had not paid their annual fee to BMI.
Oh.
So the management came to me and said, you can't play any songs that are published by BMI.
Well, when you're ready to go on stage as, you know, singing for Kingston Trios or whatever you were doing, maybe you're just doing this solo, do you just know off the top of your head which songs are ASCAP and which are BMI? If you're going to sing Tom Dooley, is that, I mean, which one is it, right?
Well, with the Kingston Trio, it didn't matter. We were covered. But in this case, I was doing a solo gig at this pizza parlor. And this was before the internet, so I had to go to the library and research every song in my repertoire to find out who published it.
Oh, no. What a burden. So I guess there's probably a phone app for that now, all right? How not to be sued by the ASCAP gods or BMI, right?
That's right. That's right. So all my Beatles songs were out the window. They're all BMI.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. So they were only BMI, not ASCAP at all? None?
Well, all the Beatles repertoire was through BMI, and all my original stuff is through BMI.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, all the oldies for the pizza parlor people, they were ASCAP, so I was cool.
Do you ever get any residuals today, even today? Anything come in, or is it for a performance, or only for people who write the songs?
Well, it's for you know, there is performance royalties on the recordings. But as far as songwriting, no, I haven't had a hit yet.
Oh, okay.
Still working on that.
Well, we still love you, Bob. You know that, okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Conspiracy Theory Thursday. It's not a conspiracy theory without Lucretia giving us one or two. How you doing, Lucretia?
Good morning. Yeah, would you like to talk about what is really causing a lot of sickness, or would you like to talk
what
about...
What I'd really like to talk about is, why does it sound like you're talking down a tube at me?
Because I'm in my bathroom. Take a bath.
You're in the bathroom. Wait a minute. You're calling me on the number one talk show down here, and you're in the bathroom taking a bath, Lucretia? Really?
Yeah, MSM and, you know, baking soda and Miracle 2 soap. It's so nice.
Okay. All right, man. I'll tell you. Too much information this morning.
Listen, you should ask.
Okay. So give me some actionable intelligence. Just a quick one, okay?
Okay. You like books. This is Michael Connor is a real researcher of history and the whole religious wars and Gnostic religions and things like this. Anyway, do you know much about Elvis's book collection?
No, I don't know much about Elvis's book collection. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, he would have workers everywhere he went carry about 200 books with him.
No kidding.
And one of his favorite was Madame Blavatsky. Basically carried that everywhere.
Oh, Blavatsky, what was her famous book?
I don't know. She's definitely
in test. Yeah, I read that back when I was a teenager, a young man. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Secret Doctrine, I think, is what comes to mind. Secret Doctrine? Yeah. Wasn't that what it was?
I don't know. But anyway, Michael Connor has a book on him, and it's really fascinating because he said that he was known for being able to heal people. I mean, he could heal headaches, his mother's arthritis. A bus driver was up on the sidewalk and out of the bus and bending over like he was having a heart attack.
Oh, okay. I want to make sure I'm hearing you correctly. You're telling me that Elvis was a healer, a Christ-like figure?
Yeah. Really?
He
came over and put his hands on him and totally healed his heart attack. He had one of his singers, Patricia Shamwell, who came in as a backup singer that all the girls were crying, and he said, come on, let's all pray. And the next day, she had no cancer. He could heal tons of broken legs over and over. He could control the weather.
You know something, Lucretia? Send me, when you're out of the bathtub, okay, send me that book. I'd love to read up more on this because the fact that if Elvis was actually healing people, no wonder the women were just throwing their hotel keys and their undies at him. They didn't want to just sexual congress. It was about a healing sort of thing, too. If he were alive today, he would be one of those kind of like those Ramtha cult type things in which, you know, accepting millions for, you know, please pray for me, Ramtha, or please pray for me, Elvis kind of thing. I don't know. That's wild. I have never heard that. I'd love to read that book. That would be fun. That is a new one. If you're on hold, I'll be right with you after the Kim Komando digital update. We'll get you right on. It's open phones on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. When it's crazy, we just let it roll, okay?
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Life's busy and off is not an option. You need to be on the water, on the call, on the road. Life's waiting. Power on with Batteries Plus. Visit one of over 700 locations today.
Breathing. This simple act is much more difficult for us and our vehicles when our air is filled with smoke and ash. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Clogged cabin and engine air filters can put undue stress on our vehicle systems as well as our lungs. This is often a simple fix that can save you time and money in the long run. Please, have your filters checked and let's all breathe a little easier. We're Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Kelly's Automotive Service.
Unless your smartphone is broken or lost, now is not the time to buy a new one. I'm Kim Komando for Dell. For today's best deals on computer and office hardware, visit Dell.com/deals. Google just unveiled its 9th generation Pixel smartphones. They've been making great phones for a while, but they're always the underdog. Of course, the new phones are heavy with AI, and they do come with a catch. Google Pixel AI only works if you spend $20 a month. Or if you go all out and buy one of their more expensive Pixel Pros or folding phones, you'll get a year of Google AI for free. Still, the deal sounds like it's nickel and diming. Meanwhile, in a month, Apple's new iPhone 16 goes on sale. Rumors are that this iPhone will be a bit cheaper than expected because manufacturing has been outsourced to India. Apple's AI won't come with an extra fee, but the iPhone 16 will still be pricey. So now is the time to take a deep breath and wait and see if you can. You need to be tech savvy in today's world. That's the bottom line. You need my free newsletter to do that at getkim.com. This year, Dell Technologies Back to School event is delivering impressive tech with an inspiring purpose. Learn how Dell is helping Computer Aid, whose work is helping solar community hubs with tech and AI literacy skills to empower remote, displaced, or disconnected communities around the world. Help Dell make a difference and shop AI-ready PCs powered by Snapdragon X Series processors at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals. For details and restrictions, go to Dell.com/deals.
Hey, have you heard about The Current? It's this amazing free tech newsletter that keeps you in the loop about everything. AI, making money, and insider tips to get ahead at work and life. Everything is tech now. I can't afford to fall behind, and neither can you. In just 5 minutes a day, that's it. The Current makes it so easy to stay ahead without feeling overwhelmed. Join 500,000 people at GetTheCurrent.com. It's free. Don't be left behind. That's GetTheCurrent.com. Sign up now. Get The Current.
Hear KMED in Grants Pass on 105.9 K290 AF Rogue River in South Jackson County on 106.7 K294 AS Ashland.
822. Who ever knew that he was a famous, well, little-known healer? That was one of the most interesting calls from Lucretia ever. Elvis being a healer. and carrying around Madame Blavatsky's books and so much. I love that. I love that. Hey, Francine, how are you doing this morning? I don't know if you have any healing words, but I'd love to hear from you. What's up?
And I can't top Lucretia's call. I'm not in the bathtub, and I don't have anything about Elvis.
You know, I've had people call me from strange places. Bathtubs first time for that one, but Elvis being a healer. Elvis being a healer, no wonder they wanted him to lay his hands upon them, I guess, back in the day.
I guess, you know, that could be why, you know, that could give us a real conspiracy about how he died on his supposedly peanut butter and banana sandwiches or whatever. Well, actually, he died in the bathroom, too.
Yeah, he did. And I think if they look at it, well, it was a heart attack, a lot of drugs in him. And plus, you also got to figure that I was reading something, and I guess this has to do with Elvis's death, though. It's the grunt. You know, you do the grunt, and then you have a heart attack. But it's true. No, it's true. I don't want to be scatological about it.
Yeah, okay, you're right. But see here, we could if that was my topic, I would take it to the big pharma offed him because he was too much of a risk for their pharmaceuticals.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, you wanted to talk about something different, though, this morning, right?
Yeah. I wanted to go back to the Kennedy endorsement deal, that's what I consider it.
And that's what it looks like is going to happen tomorrow afternoon. We have both candidates are going to be in the Phoenix, Arizona area at the same time, and RFK reports are all saying that he's going to quit and most likely endorse Trump. Is this helpful, not helpful, somewhere in between? How do you see that, your opinion?
Okay, I think it could go either way. It depends on who's got the opinion of it. It could be helpful, it could be work totally against him. But the one of the things that really disturbs me is there was bad blood, you know, from when he was supposedly going to get a cabinet position the first time that Trump was in office, and then it fell through because Trump went from not endorsing the vaccines to endorsing them all of a sudden, which is a whole other, I'm not even going to go there right now. But so there's, you know, anyways, it's a deal. Okay. He doesn't really like Trump. You and I both know that. And Trump probably doesn't really like him very much. And so if you want to call that an endorsement, because you give me this and then I'll say you're a good guy. You know, I mean, that's what that is. And a lot of people will see through it. Most people probably won't.
Well, but, you know, and I'm trying to be a little more charitable, and I don't like RFK Jr., okay? I've been the first, even though I've read his book, and there's a lot of things that I appreciate about his principle, but yeah. I have just an instinctual revulsion on anything Kennedy, okay?
I don't feel that way. I'm not anti-Kennedy, but I do know. See, there's some great information on the Federalist website about him. Some really good articles that all have links. Like they talk about, you know, his positions on things like if you're not an environment, if you don't go along with global warming, then you should be jailed. I mean, he actually went. He was going in that direction at one time.
Yeah, he was.
If you're willing to do that, you're not. You know, there's something about you that I don't like.
Okay? But I do believe, though. I do believe that ultimately, and if it means cutting a deal with someone who he may not necessarily agree with on a lot of things, but if he thinks that he could do some good, let's say being involved in health policy with NIH and maybe trying to drain some of that, this is once again an example. That's the way it is with any campaign.
I realize that. And I have absolute total respect and admiration for what he's done with the Children's Health Defense.
Agreed. I agree with you too on that. I really do.
Yeah. And if he can stick to that, that would be great. The thing is, you know, he's a politician. He comes from a political family, and who knows where that might go. But that's not to say I don't want them to make this deal. I'm just being skeptical of what it could mean. And, you know, it's more of a commentary than a big, strong opinion of yes, it should or no, it shouldn't.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Francine. I appreciate the opinion. 770-5633. Good morning. This is Bill. Who's this?
Good morning, Bill. This is Lynn.
Hello, Lynn. How are you?
Well, I'm good. You know, I have to get in on this discussion because I love the guy.
I know you love the guy. I know.
This, to me, is the best possible thing that could ever happen because he will modify Trump's sort of, I think he will, excesses in terms of how he shut the country down and bragged about the vaccine and all of that. Trump, obviously, if he's in a cabinet position, head of NIH, he's not going to be able to implement any radical environmental policies or anything like that. And he's changed a lot in the last 15 years. And it started with vaccines and then with COVID. He realized quickly that what was happening was a totalitarian takedown of the country and the end of the Constitution and the end of the Bill of Rights. And this has caused a great revolution in his thinking. He's still a liberal. He still thinks too highly of government.
And he's always going to be a liberal. But I'm kind of putting – I put RFK Jr. – like I said, I read the book, and it was really something, all right? His book about this, the Anthony Fauci book. I kind of put him in the same category as Naomi Wolf, who I've talked to several times over the years, who has a lot of principle involved there, still way more liberal than I would want on many issues.
But she loves the country and she loves the Bill of Rights. And these are the kind of people we need to work with and unite
around.
And
that's kind of where I was coming from. And then I'm not upset if there ends up being an endorsement. I don't think it hurts Trump. I don't know if it'll help him necessarily, but we'll see.
Well, Naomi Wolf thinks it'll help him. I think it will. But what I want is to see RFK head of some big bureaucracy, probably NIH, and starting to clean house. He's been fighting the federal government for the last 15 years concerning – I should look up the exact number of years, but many years concerning the vaccine issue. He understands how the government works. He understands the regulatory process. And he also was never fooled by the way Trump was fooled about bringing in all these pharma executives. Wouldn't you love to see the end of pharma funding FDA? You know, FDA gets 75% of their funding from pharma companies.
Which means that it is, in essence, captured by the agency by the companies they're supposed to be regulating. It's a real problem, and it's been something growing for many, many years.
And pharma spends five times the amount the oil lobbying industry does to control the regulatory bodies. So that alone would make an enormous difference. And the thing that Bobby's been talking about for years is we've got to get to the bottom of this chronic health epidemic. We are all very sick, and our children are the sickest of all. I mean, the drugs that people are on, and that Tucker Carlson interview with Callie and Casey Means, best interview, most important interview I've listened to in years. She's a Stanford educated surgeon. Her brother was a pharma lobbyist. Casey, she quit when she never did practice surgery because she saw what a scam it all was. And she's like, I can't do this. And they talk about the reason our food is being poisoned is it goes back to the cigarette companies, because when they started to realize their product was going to be seen as a lung cancer cause, they started buying big food companies. And they used their skills to lobby the government to take over Big Ag, to take over the agriculture department. The food pyramid is a joke. I remember when my son went to Boy Scouts and he had to take some nutrition badge, and it was that blasted U.S. government food pyramid, which is horrible.
Well, yeah, it's all carbs. All carbs.
Yeah.
And by the way, all carbs was done to placate the Midwest grain farmers. You know that.
Yeah, and seed oils.
Yeah,
which are
seed
making
oils.
Everybody really, mm-hmm. really sick.
Yeah. Point well taken. And thank you so much, Lynn. And I had a feeling you were going to weigh in on it, and duly noted. Okay.
If it happens, I'll be so happy. I'll have so much hope for, the first time in a long time. Because the thing that scares me about Trump is he just doesn't seem to get it on COVID. And so this will be a great counterbalance.
All right. Well, counterbalances would be a good thing. Thank you. It is 8:31 at KMED, 99.3 KBXG. Let's see. Oh, gold dipping under 2,500. So we're at 2,478. All right. Buy the dip. It's kind of what I'm thinking about. Buy the dip. And still, the long term for the U.S. government control of the currency and or the budget could be a problem. You want to have some money that is outside the dollar system in something which the U.S. government does not control. Physical gold and silver, and you can get that today, or you can sell if you're looking to do that right now for expenses or whatever. But still, talk to the recognized experts, good people. And it's J. Austin & Company, gold and silver buyers, one of my oldest sponsors And I know you hear all of the other talk show hosts, especially the national ones that are talking about these big companies, call the 800 line and we'll help you set up a gold IRA or something. They're more a fan of you keeping it yourself and putting the gold where you want it, not where the federal government wants to put it. And you can read between the lines on why Jay Austin is thinking that physical possession is a wiser thing to do right now. But better yet, just go down to 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland today and talk with them about this and find the physical gold and silver of your appropriate cost and weight and everything else. And yeah, there'll be a commission to this. This is the way that all of these kind of businesses work. But it is well worth talking with Jay Austin and dealing with them, a good local company. 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. Call 482-3715. JAustinBrokers.com, FortuneReserve.com on the web, too.
One of each, Forte VIN 807033, MSRP 21640.
The Bill Myers Show is on. News Talk 1063 KMED.
839. Matt joins me from Grants Pass. Matt, always good to talk with you. I want to talk a little bit of stocks and some of that financial news that came out yesterday that everybody's getting all hot and bothered about. But what do you think about Elvis being a potential faith healer? That was an interesting call from Lucretia, wasn't it, a little earlier this hour?
Yeah, I think that was your first bathtub call.
Yeah, that was great. I don't want to necessarily encourage that trend because the acoustics of calling from the bathtub are not necessarily really good. And nor do I want people to, you know, shock themselves if they, you know, put a landline into the bathtub. But probably, I don't know if it was a landline or a cell. One way or the other.
It just tells me that you've now made the big time. I mean, you're talking like Led Zeppelin status here when you have girls calling you from bathtubs, Bill. I think you've crossed over. Elvis, Zeppelin, you know.
Yeah, as far as Elvis goes, you know, my only thought about what I would be doing if I were Elvis at this point, I've always wanted to market a firearm and call it the Elvis Presley channel changer. I'd make a like remote control that was like that was in the shape of a pistol. Because that's what he would do. He would, if he didn't like what was on the television, he'd take the .38 or the .357 and just shoot the screen out. So it was great. Must have been great being around there. Great party.
I can only imagine that guy's life story.
Yeah.
You know, the real story.
But let us take it back to 818,000 jobs that people have been talking about, that the markets had been counting on for apparently. Just vanished. They just up and vanished. They revised them yesterday in these statistics, and it's been kind of a big deal, but the market really hasn't been reacting to it all that much, has it?
No, and I get the feeling the reason they aren't reacting is because they knew these numbers were bogus.
Right, from the start.
So, yeah, I think that traders generally, and interestingly, when you get to the end of summer like this, we've got, one more week of trading before Labor Day weekend, and typically during this time, everybody's, you know, taking off that last week before they come back in for fall trading. So you have very light volume. Today, the volume is very light, especially because at Jackson Hole, you've got the chairman for the Federal Reserve is going to be speaking here in a little bit.
Okay, now come on. So, we need to tell the truth about what's really going on here. It's the a-holes over in Jackson Hole, okay?
Yeah, they put the a-hole in Jackson Hole.
Uh-huh.
Can we say that?
Yes, we can say that. And there's a reason why we refer to them as the a-holes over in Jackson Hole, because it's like a meeting of all the people who hate us, isn't it, really, ultimately?
Well, you know, interestingly, so it's the Kansas City Fed that puts this on every year, and I think this is the 48th year that they've put this on. So it's been around a while. It isn't anything new. But I have to say, it reminds me a little bit. Remember those secret meetings that they hold? The Vanderbilts or
Bilderbergs, the Bilderbergs. And then they go out to the, you know, and they worship the owl out in the Bay Area. I forget what the name of that group is, you know, kind of like the stuff that Alex Jones would always talk about, these meetings, right?
Yeah. So, but I found a little paragraph here. I went to the website to try to get more information on what they'd be talking about. What they're going to be covering this time around has to do with basically the transition from, you know, the COVID market, and then into, you know, the inflation-affected markets. And so that's going to be the general discussion. Mostly it's academics. And a lot of the academics are, you know, of course they come from Stanford. They come from Harvard. They come from, you know, universities. So I'm going to assume since when the numbers are released about how many professors you have working in those universities that are liberal versus conservative, I would be shocked if there were, you know, more than 5 or 10% of the speakers are going to be from, are going to be conservative. So that's something to consider. The last meeting, they did a lot of talk about globalism. That was a, that topic was on the table. But so I have one paragraph I highlighted here. It's just basically one long sentence. From this year, it says a key feature of the event is the thoughtful discussion that takes place among the participants. Given the participants and the topics being discussed, there is substantial interest in the symposium. Of course there is. Mm-hmm. However, to help foster the open discussion that has been so critical to the symposium's success, attendance at the event is limited. So basically, oh, and people also have to pay to go to help offset the cost for the symposium. But it says, you know, that they receive a lot of people saying, hey, we'd like to go for media outlets. But they basically said in the next paragraph, they don't want it to turn into a circus. So I in a way, I understand the argument. If I'm sitting around and I'm talking about something important, something serious with other people I think are important and serious people, I don't really need the press in there asking me stupid political questions about, well, what do you think about Kamala Harris wanting to take over price, you know, having price controls? Or what do you think about, I wouldn't want any of that. I would be trying to get into a deeper discussion, and I could see if you have press there, you would have that issue. Having said that, there will be press there, but it's going to be selective. They're going to have certain people.
I would imagine it's going to be lapdog press, wouldn't it?
Well, some of it. Fox has their guy there. Their Washington, D.C. guy who's always hanging out at the White House. He's a bald guy. Seems like a nice fella. So, you know, he did talk to a couple of the Fed presidents from Boston, and I forget the other place. But I will say initially, they're saying what I've been saying. There's no need for anything more than a quarter on a rate cut here. That's probably as much as they should do. And
a quarter of a percent reduction.
Yeah,
so that's not going to be moving a lot of needles when it comes to mortgages. It doesn't really move much when it comes to government debt costs, that sort of thing, right? To be fair.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I want to throw something out here since we were going to be talking. I'm actually looking at an article from MarketWatch. Well, it's an opinion article, so for whatever it's worth. But I think, and I didn't see if the author was a guy or a gal, but what's interesting is the title of the article, "The Treasury Has Delivered Economic Stimulus Equivalent to a 1-point Cut in the Fed's Policy Rate." So you have the Treasury, which issues our debt, and then you have the Federal Reserve, which is supposed to be an independent, you know, banking system, right? So Janet Yellen has been trying to give rate cuts to the economy, stimulate the economy by issuing mostly short-term notes and bonds, not bonds because they're short-term, but they're notes and bills to counteract the Fed keeping interest rates high. And
really?
That's clever.
I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that was going on. So the Fed raised interest rates. All the rest of we little people are screwed by that. But the federal government has been trying to serve itself via the Treasury. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. So
okay.
I'll just read you this because it's important.
Okay.
The Federal Reserve has moved mountains to control inflation, which in July fell below 3%. For the first time since 2021. Unfortunately, the Fed finds itself working at cross purposes with the Treasury, whose debt issuance strategy has been providing backdoor interest rate cuts, keeping inflation above the Fed's target range by shortening its issuance profile to reduce long-term interest rates. The Treasury has delivered economic stimulus equivalent to a 1 percentage point cut in the Fed's policy.
Wow.
Moreover, forward guidance in the Treasury's latest quarterly refunding announcement indicates that this backdoor quantitative easing, or QE, will continue to frustrate the Fed's own efforts and compromise its functions.
So what this tells us, what you're telling us here, Matt, is that the blob in Washington, D.C. is not united at this point, right, on policy?
No, I don't think Chairman Powell is a bad guy. Look, I've been doing this a long time, and we've all been involved in the economy since we were 16. You know, we all got our first jobs. But what's bothering me, look, we know who's running the country. It's not Joe Biden.
Right.
It hasn't been the whole time. But you have Janet Yellen in there coming out and making excuses for the last 3 years about inflation. Well, I didn't really understand, blah, blah, blah. And I want to say, okay, well, could we just hire someone who does understand?
Remember, she was a former Fed chair, though, now in Treasury, right?
She terrifies me. She reminds me a little of my own mother. They're kind of the same size. They're built the same way. My mom has a nicer haircut. But I listen to her talk, and I say to myself, how are you in charge of anything? It doesn't make any sense to me. So here she is stabbing the Fed in the back. So while the Fed stabs us in the back, so the Fed creates the inflation bubble, right?
Yep.
Then they try to kill the inflation bubble, which, of course, kills us. And then behind the scenes, the Treasury is working against the Fed. Look, they only had two mandates, even though they, you know, dabble in a bunch of other stuff, were price controls and employment. That was the only thing they were supposed to be focused on from day one. Of course, that went out the window, I'm sure, you know, 50 years ago. But it bothers me because you have the administration is doing whatever they can to goose the economy by changing, you know, which securities they're issuing at Treasury.
Now, in a way, though, isn't the government trying by – isn't Janet Yellen by trying to do backdoor interest rate cuts? Isn't she also trying to – I don't know, save the United States government budgeting to a certain extent because of the cost of rolling over debt? Does she issue bonds that, you know, reflect that so that government borrowing costs are lessened right now, even if it's artificially and fake and working against the Fed right now?
Well, if you look at yields on the short term, this morning, the 2-year was at 4% and the 10 years less than 4%. So we have an inverted yield curve, which, listen, for all of my time,
that screams recession. That screams recession.
That's right. But, you know, we haven't – look, you and I talked yesterday. We haven't had a recession because what did they do, Bill? They changed the definition of what a recession is.
We talked about that a number of months back. Could you remind listeners on why we're likely in a recession, but they don't call it that?
Well, I mean – it's hard for me to say because I don't actually know what the real numbers look like, and neither does anyone else outside the circle of influence. We have no idea. But when you have negative growth, which, again, that's always been a, you know, oxymoron to me, but when you have negative growth for two quarters in a row, that's considered a recession. Well, we had that, and I think 2022, but they never called it a recession. They came up with some other definition of a recession. And so everybody said, oh, well, I guess it's not a recession. We just changed the definition. We also know, probably read stuff, but they don't even calculate inflation the way they used to calculate it. So everything has changed. So it's almost impossible now to get a grip on anything that's going on. To me, it always boils down to the economy on the street. If people have jobs and they feel confident they're going to keep their job, or you have a business and you feel confident your business is going to prosper, then you spend money, which is 2/3 of the economy here in the U.S. And if people spend money, then things go well. We didn't talk about this, but I call them the cheap tailors, the retailers like Walmart and Target.
They're going great guns right now, which to me tells me that it's not going as well as Biden and other people would like it to be, right?
No, well, you mentioned to me that I think you said your wife went into Macy's and it was a ghost town.
Yeah. Macy's got tanked by 13% the other day.
Yeah. So interestingly, Nordstrom's announced their earnings this morning and that stock is up. So maybe it is a marketing problem. But, I read an article, this was last week, and they were talking about what was a major factor in reducing inflation. And this was an opinion piece by someone I respect. And they said the consumer was one of the biggest reasons for a reduction in inflation because we changed our shopping habits. We shopped less and then we shopped at discount retailers.
Yeah, we were going cheap then. Instead of buying a ribeye, we went and bought a hamburger instead.
That's right. And so what happened is it causes higher prices in other areas of the market to reduce their pricing to compete. And you know, people talk about it, they give it lip service, but people don't fully appreciate the impact that humans have. It's almost like when policymakers come up with a policy, whether it's the Fed, the Treasury, the administration, your state government, they come up, they have this idea about whatever, could be homeless, and they come up with their idea and say, we're going to do this. This is the thing that's going to fix the thing that's broken. We're going to do this thing. And then what happens is people adjust, because that's what we do. If you pour water down an ant hole, the ant holes grab all the little larvae, and they bug out and try to go someplace else to set up a new home. Well, human beings are just the same way. If things on the ground change because of some policy decision, then we move in a different direction, and we do something else, and that has an effect. There is people – look, I'm not good at predicting what people are going to do 100% of the time. Nobody is. I mean, the Fed chair and the Treasury secretary both said the same thing. It's transitory. Inflation's transitory. Well, they were both wrong, grossly wrong, as a matter of fact.
In fact, even right now, I still think they're lying to us about inflation, because inflation, and this is one thing in which I thought Peter Schiff was absolutely right. Peter Schiff went out there and said, hey, listen, they're calling inflation at 2.9 or 3% or something like that, because used car prices plummeted like 11, 12% year over year, which washed out a lot of inflation. That was actually deflation that they were seeing in there, wiping out inflation and other things. When you're looking at services, insurance costs, various other things, you know, there's been no cooling of prices. There just hasn't been.
Everyone listening to your show knows for a fact, especially insurance, right? Mm-hmm. It's housing is a big deal because you need a roof over your head, and food because you have to eat. But you throw in utilities. I just got my electric bill.
I'll say it on air.
$252. Now, it was hot, so I ran the AC, which I normally don't have to do much during the summer here, but I had to run it for almost a month and a half, and it ran for most of the day. So it was high because of that. But normally, my other rate would have brought me in at about $125. And I know it's only $25, you know, so I'm not bitching too hard, but that's across every – I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and he was telling me what his electric bill was like because of air conditioning. Now, you got a rather large house, but – This cost, other costs are becoming more and more of a factor. Like you and I talked about auto insurance and what's happened in the auto insurance market.
Yep.
And then of course homeowners insurance and what's happened there. I quite frankly, if you know, Harris wants to talk about price fixing, and I'm not for price controls, then you might want to look at, you know, what's going on when it comes to insurance. Now, I understand you had these massive fires. You made a great point today with the one caller about utilities. And, you know, he was bitching and complaining that we're not moving enough into alternative energy sources and all that. He lives in a fantasy world. It's nuclear power, buddy. Just mm-hmm. latch onto that. That's what it has to be. But you made a comment about burying the power lines. Well, that's his form of inflation. If they decide to start, they're doing it all over Florida. But if they start doing that and burying power, well, isn't that going to add to the cost of power?
Sure it will. Big time.
So how are people going to pay for that? You know, sometimes you have to weigh things out. And quite frankly, forcing people into new technologies and things is a form of inflation too. Forcing people into EVs.
Nobody has to be forced into a technology that costs them less and saves time and money and is more convenient. Nobody has to be forced for that. They're forcing us into something which is everything opposite of that. That's the bottom line.
That's right. And since you mentioned technology, you know, part of the reason I think these jobs numbers were skewed, well, so there's two factors, right? The first factor on how they got the number so wrong, we were wrong. Mm-hmm. That's one. We were wrong. Two, we were fudging. We fudged the numbers. We know that preliminary numbers are never going to be accurate, which is why they come out with a jobs report on the first Friday of the month, and they say, here's unemployment, here are many people are employed, et cetera, et cetera. How many jobs are added or taken away. But they know those numbers always get adjusted. Well, for a long time, they've been getting adjusted down. And in fact, this adjustment was the biggest adjustment.
Like 15, you know, 20 years.
Adjustment.
Yeah.
Well, since the financial crisis, right? It was total mayhem. So part of that is we're just going to get it wrong. We know we are. We got to put a number out because we're required, but it's probably going to be wrong. Okay. But the other part is we're fudging. Janet Yellen is fudging by issuing these securities on a short term.
And they're fudging because they're trying to influence the election. I think that has to be considered as part of this.
100%. There's no doubt in my mind that that's the reason that they fudge this stuff, because everybody wants to get elected. This market turmoil we had a couple of weeks ago, right, came out with a jobs number. It was much new jobs added was much lower. Then the Fed comes out and they say, hey, we're not going to reduce rates. So the market throws a tantrum and drives stocks down. It was due for a pullback anyway because you had AI and you had all the chip makers and all that stuff going through the roof. So it was due for something like that. Powell's probably speaking right now. I just noticed that the indices have turned over just a little bit,
Yeah. The a-holes are talking in Jackson Hole and planning the conquest of what's left of the earth. Okay. All right. Hey, Matt, I'm out of time for this time though, but okay. That's why I wanted to bring in here. This is Conspiracy Theory Thursday Market Talk. All right. And I appreciate that.
There you go.
So
there
in other words, they're lying to us. They know we're lying to us. We know they're lying to us. And that's why things have been acting as they have been. And I appreciate that greatly. You take care, all right?
All right.
Thanks
you
again.
Too, Bill.
It's a shade before 9. This is KMED and KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass.
If you're searching for the best breakfast skillets in the world, a good place to start is Diner 62.
Rev up your engines, folks. American Wrencher Garage is putting on the brakes this season, ending the high cost of vehicle repairs with their exclusive offer. Discounted Oregon e-deal certificates good for a whopping $75 off any service. Whether it's a routine checkup, oil change, brake repair, or full-on engine overhaul, trust the expert technicians to get the job done right. Visit OregonEDeals.com to snag your discounted certificate. Drive in. Save big. American Wrencher Garage, across from Elmer's on Biddle.
More and more listeners are saving real money by calling Sky Park Insurance. Here's Kathy from Central Point.
I was actually very excited about insurance because he saved me money and got me more coverage on both my house and...
Looking for reliable roofing experts? Turn to the family-owned gem of our community, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., your go-to for metal roofing solutions, offering 25-year workmanship guarantee on all projects. New construction, re-roofing project, residential or commercial, they've got you covered. This experienced team ensures a stress-free experience from start to finish. Choose quality. Choose Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. for your metal roofing needs. Call today, get an estimate tomorrow, 541-941-3736.
News Talk 106.3, KMED. You're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
I wanted to grab a couple more emails of the day before we break on Conspiracy Theory Thursday for the Jukebox on 99.3 and, of course, Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on KMED. And emails of the day sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson and Central Point Family Dentistry, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. Butch writes in, "Hey, Bill, no dot strikes again. Here's one for you. This year, Oregon state auditors discovered $2.9 billion worth of errors across 11 state agencies and organizations. This is akin to misplacing 2,900 homes worth $1 million each. That's a lot of million-dollar homes to replace in a state with only 4.2 million people. And no dot is out of money. We're losing Route 230. It'll be closed in the winter. No more pavement, all gravel. I hope they have a couple of good blade men to keep the washboard and the holes fixed." He also adds into the recent focus. I was talking about scams this morning, about my mother and other people that I know getting just ravaged by them. And he says another recent one was absolutely free, just pay shipping. And then they sent a century's worth of the product already charged to your account. Relief Factor, Dynovite, other pet food supplements are the worst. I avoided that one on the Dynovite, Butch, but a point well taken. I really do appreciate that. Doobie writes me this morning, "Hey, Bill, the red light cameras. The red light in the city of Medford will not ticket for speeding unless the driver is going 11 miles per hour over the speed limit, so 31 in a 20 mile per hour speed zone, okay? Yeah, the thing is, though, is that the natural flow of traffic downtown Doobie, in my opinion, is between 25 and 30 miles per hour. 20 miles per hour is absolutely insane. It is being done to try to social engineer. It has nothing to do with helping foster confidence and commerce, and also nothing to do with giving us a confidence that they're just trying to do anything but just screw us over. And we need to speak up with our city council. I haven't written my comment yet. I'm hoping to do that sometime this morning. I might have to do it later and maybe for next week's meeting. But they have brought in this sustainable development deal, and part of this is anti-car and also anti-getting from where you want to go. They want to get you into the bus instead. And we have a very powerful voice. We have to say no, okay?
The model year-end closeout on new iron.